They look at him. That means they were looking at the prophet as a fool. And it said that they were looking at the spiritual man as if he was mad for the multitude of your iniquity and the great hatred. It goes on and on. Amen. But it gave me a reason to be mad. Not mad, angry, mad, but mad, out of my mind mad. Hallelujah. And so, you know, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. And so there's a lot more grace in here than there is sin. There's a lot more mercy in here than there are men. Amen. I am just crazy enough to let you know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so if you've got your Bibles or you want to read along with us, look at Psalms 42 and verse number 7. Praise God. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves, thy billows are gone over me. Amen. They can't go over you until you get in over your head. Can I share a little nature scenario with you? Amen. Every year, the salmon run in Alaska, and the grizzly bear knows exactly when that happens, and they're there right on time, and they walk up to the stream, even wade out into the stream, and they knock salmon right out of the water. Or I've seen them catch them with their mouths as they jump out of the stream, and they just catch them with their mouths, and they're so successful at catching 5, 10, 15, and 20 pound salmon. And they're so successful until they gain hundreds of pounds before they have to go into hibernation again. And so they're able to catch them. But the reason they're able to catch them is because the salmon are swimming in the shallows. Grizzly bear will not dive in over their heads for hardly any amount of time. They don't want to go in over their heads. They want to sit there and wait for the salmon to jump and then take him. And they do. And so I want the waves and the billows to go over me so deep that I am out of reach of the grizzly bear. And you know who I'm talking about right now. So what we want to preach for a little while this evening is a subject that simply says, deep is calling. Deep, man, I just want to run and jump in there. Deep is calling. Amen. And somebody shout, me. No, I said me. Amen. But there's enough deep. Look at that. There's enough deep that there's enough for every one of us and many more churches just like this. So there, don't say there's no room for you, because there's plenty of room for you. Don't say God can't use you, because there's plenty of room. Don't say you can't. I want us to lose that tonight. Amen. And deep is calling. Holy Ghost, we call on the name that is greater than any other name. And we pray that you would anoint what we do here tonight. God bless the preaching, the teaching, and the reaching by your divine spirit. Somebody shout amen. And God richly bless you as you're seated. After that, it's up to you. Amen. We're going to move and we're going to groove tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost is calling for the church of the living God to go deep. And that's what I want us to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you have ever heard it? Amen. It's a very strategic song. It's a very hard song, and very, praise God. I should have had Bristol come and sing it with me. Amen. Where's Bristol? Bristol, she's asleep. She's out in the spirit already. Where's she? Bristol, will you come and sing it with Pop? Are you scared? Are you afraid? Okay. All right. Hallelujah. But it's a hard song. So, but don't be afraid. And the lyrics are hard to remember. But it goes, deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Here she comes and it's flowing deep and wide, deep and wide. You ever heard that, baby? You never heard that?
Yes, he has.
Oh, where you been, with the dinosaurs? Praise God. You want to sing it for us? Deep and wide. Okay, there she is. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Sister Bristol. Amen. And then, you know, they shake it up a little bit and they say, wide and deep, wide and deep. There's a fountain flowing wide and deep. I know that song very well. You know why? Because I had to sing it in the mall by myself, dressed all messed up because I just got married. And that's what my people did for me. They kidnapped me and took me to the mall, and I had to sing deep and wide in the middle of the mall. Security guards were walking around. But you know what? I'm glad it stuck with me, because tonight I want us to go deep and wide. I want us to go wide and deep. I want us to get where God wants us to be so we can succeed in what He wants us to do. Amen. I don't want church. I don't want religion. Listen, amen. I don't care what it is. We don't have to have a sound system. We don't have to have perfect lighting. We don't have all that's good, and I love it, and I'm looking at it. I'm believing God for it. But here's what I want. I want a genuine apostolic move of God, a spirit of God that will take us deep. Amen. I don't want the shallow, because the salmon get knocked out of the shallow and they get their guts eaten out. Amen. And I don't want to be devoured by the enemy. Either one of them. I've got three of them. Amen. One of them is the flesh. The other is the world. And the other one is the devil. I put the flesh first because it's the toughest. I put the world second because that's where we have to live. And I put the devil third because I'm telling you, you've got the Holy Ghost and He has no home. Amen. Praise God. And don't be surprised. We're on the internet now. All of that. And I may get some bookings to come and sing deep and wide. Praise. Amen. Somebody said that the devil fishes in troubled waters. Amen. That's fine. I say, let's trouble his waters. I'm saying, if he comes looking for us, why don't we look back at him and say, hey, been expecting you, and I'm prepared for you, and I'm going to make this a bad day. Oh, I know I'm preaching right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not talking about making room for the devil. I'm talking about giving the devil a hard time. Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask you right now, is there anybody in here that you feel like the enemy's trying to give you a hard time? Amen. Hard time at school, hard time on the job, hard time with your finances. We had people standing in for people tonight because they're sick and on their deathbed. We're praying for people with cancer. We're praying for people to be delivered and set free. We're praying for addictions and afflictions and spiritual restrictions. Amen. We're believing God. Hallelujah. How many of you will believe God with me that they can go deeper and they can get exactly what they... Am I just preaching, or am I saying something that really means something? I say, let's trouble his waters. Let's double his trouble. Praise God. Somebody shout, step out. Amen. We're not singing, this train is bound for glory right now. We're not singing, he's the vine and I'm the branch. We're not singing, I'll run in songs and the music isn't blaring right now. But I tell you what is happening. The Holy Ghost is swelling up in somebody, and somebody's obtaining faith right now. Somebody's gleaning from God. Somebody's trusting the Lord for great faith right now. And you're about to explode with the anointing. Why don't you jump to your feet and step out by faith and worship God with me right now. Amen. No music, no song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had people in the corners. We had people walking the aisle. We had people waving their hand. We're going to have people worshiping God. You don't have to run, but you can. You don't have to dance, but you can. You don't have to walk, but you can. You don't have to cry out, but you can. You don't have to speak in tongues, but you can. Hallelujah. I'm asking for those of you that want to go deep. I'm asking for those of you that want to go deep. I'm praying tonight for those that want a different. You want to make a difference in your world? Go deep. You want to make a difference in your family? Go deep. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about texting while we're praying. I'm not talking about talking to your neighbor in fellowship. Hallelujah. While we're reaching out to God. I'm not talking about that dead look in your face when we're having Holy Ghost service. I'm talking about a move of God. I'm talking about the stirring of His Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you feel it, step out. We won't be long. I'm not going to embarrass you. Amen. But if you feel it, step out. If you believe it, trust God. If you believe it, let it rub off on you. If you believe it, move with it. I'm not giving altar call. Don't come down here and get jammed up. Don't come down here and get jammed up. No, this is not routine. This is somebody that's mad. This is something that's crazy. This is something that's different. This is something that the religious world cannot even comprehend. I'll tell you what else this is. This is something the devil wants the apostolics to get away from. This is something the devil wants the apostolics to get away from. Oh, if we act crazy like that, they're not going to come. Oh, they're not going to come. Then where in the world did all these people come from? Where did all these people come from? If they don't want to worship God, if they don't want to praise God, there's hardly a second generation apostolic in the house. There's people that need the anointing. There's people that need the appointing. There's people that need the calling. And there's people that need the fire. They need everything that God has for them. And we must display it in our services. We must display it in our prayer meeting. We got to display it everywhere we are. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it all right to make some noise? Is it all right to make some noise? Is it all right to make some noise? Hallelujah. We're not singing Holy Ghost and fire. We're crying out in desperation. We're crying out in desperation. Hallelujah. How many of you have a member in your family that's addicted to drugs? Then why in Jesus' name are you standing there with your mouth shut? Why are you standing there or sitting there with your mouth shut? Amen. When you know for a fact the only thing that can help them is our God. The only thing that can help them. How many of you know that somebody's involved in false doctrine? The only thing that's going to help them is the revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. We cannot afford to keep our mouth shut. Deep is calling. Deep is calling. Deep is reaching for you. Deep wants to touch you. It wants to touch your tongue. It wants to touch your ears. It wants to touch your eyes. Young people, come on now. Stop swaying back and forth with one another. Amen. This ain't no rhythm thing. This is a personal thing. It's time for you to reach out. It's time for you to cry out. It's time for you to worship because you want to worship. It's time for you to get down and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If the enemy has the audacity to step in, hallelujah, then we've got the audacity as apostolics to step out. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the chairs. But these chairs aren't going to lock me in. Thank you, Lord, for all the beauty. Thank you for the first class. Thank you for all the fine restrooms. Thank you for the offices. Thank you for all this. But none of that stuff's going to tie me down. None of that stuff is going to restrict me. I've got to move. I've got to move. I've got a God that I got to touch tonight. I've got a God that I got to reach out to tonight. Am I making sense? Anybody believe what I'm saying? Then let's make some noise again. You got to help me with this. You got to help me with this. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Listen, there's folks in here so sick they don't know what they're going to do. There's folks in here so broke financially they don't know what they're going to do. There's folks in here so busy they don't know what they're going to do. There's folks in here, hallelujah, that they're so broken inside about their family situation they have no clue what they're going to do. And it ain't none of your business. But God is our business. And reaching out to family is our business. Amen. So I can't keep my mouth shut. The only way that blind Bartimaeus got his prayer answered is because he cried out to his God. Hallelujah. You can come and do it the same way you've always done it. But I promise you're going to leave the same way you always left. But if you'll step out, if you'll step out, you see the devil's trying to step on you. But if you'll step out, he's trying to step in. But if you'll step out, I'm telling you right now, there's a victory. There is a victory. There is a refreshing. There is an anointing. There is a breaking. There is a refreshing. There is a revival. There is a healing. Somebody shout it. My, 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 my. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not moved just by the song. We're not moved by just a simple sermon. Amen. I'm calling on your Holy Ghost adrenaline. Amen. I'm calling on your Holy Ghost adrenaline. I'm talking about like that adrenaline that old grandma, she lifted that tractor off of her grandson when that thing flipped over on him and she lifted one hand and pulled him out with the other. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. We need to get some adrenaline. We need to get something in us that'll get us up and get us out and make us move and make us say something. Holy Ghost, move on me. Lord, activate that stuff in my mind. Activate that stuff in my heart. Get that stuff going in my spirit. I'm so tired of dead church. Amen. I'm speaking for the world. I'm not speaking for Landmark. Amen. They're so tired of dead church. They're so tired of mannequins in the pulpit and polar bears out there in the pew. It's time for fire. I said it's time for fire. If you'll remember, on the day of Pentecost, the fire didn't fall first. They started the fire. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost came in there like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were. You start it, and my God will come in and finish it. But you have got to start it. You got to start it. You've got to start it. Somebody shout the anointing. Say the anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. When adrenaline hits you, you can climb a mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. I just heard not long ago that a blind man climbed Mount Everest. A blind man. I'm telling you right now, if the adrenaline hits you right, praise God, it's nothing different than sitting in a race car. You're driving a race car. It's nothing different than skydiving. If anybody ever tells you, bless our pastor's heart, he died from skydiving, you better get a detective, because that did not happen. I was not there. I did not do that. But I will take a leap of faith and believe God with a loud voice, with my hands in the air. Amen. Stepping out when nobody else will step out. Worshiping when nobody else will worship. Glorifying the name of the Lord. And believe God for Ron Harris's healing. And believe God to raise up those that are sick in their body and to take away cancer. And believe God for anointing. And believe God for His Spirit. But Pastor, what if? I ain't got time for what if. Don't you come at me with what if. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to come right back at you with faith that says my God can and my God will and my God does. I told you it was going to be crazy. Amen. I'm feeling it tonight. There are more miracles in this house right here right now than you can fathom or imagine. Amen. You believe God? Reach over and touch somebody that needs it and believe right now. Act the upon it. Say it with a loud voice. Say it with a loud voice. If the devil's tormenting somebody, you rebuke him in Jesus' name. Come against him in Jesus' name. Somebody needs to leave this house tonight with peace, power, perfect harmony in the Holy Ghost. The devil's mad, but I want you to get glad. Anger is a terrible builder. The only thing anger can do is destroy. If you're going to try to build your relationship with God on anger, you've already lost the battle. Amen. When life deals that hand, you know what you need to do? Fold it. I don't know much about card playing, but I'm just telling you, if God dealt you anger, fold it and put it up, because you can't build anything on anger. And nobody gets a trophy. Nobody gets first, second, or third place. Nobody wins in anger. Amen. Everything becomes stagnant. Everything becomes stymied. Everything is unmovable, untouchable, and it stinks. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't build anything on that spirit. So I'm asking you to cast it down in Jesus' name. Cast it away. Praise the Lord. Truth is what will triumph. And you have truth. And so we have already won the battle. The Bible said the serpent will eat dust. Am I right? The Bible said the serpent will eat dust. Get this. It also said that if Jesus is lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Am I right? And then it said, leap for joy. When I come down, the dust rises up, and the serpent has to eat it. But while I'm leaping, I'm drawing all men unto him. I'm doing two things at one time. Hallelujah. I'm finally a multitasker. Hallelujah. Amen. When I worship God, I'm drawing God to me. And when I worship God, the serpent is eating dust. Somebody say it. Somebody say, I don't care what it is, just say it. Somebody do it. I don't care what it is, just do it. My, 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 my. We can feed dust to the devil and lift God at the very same time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then go into another dimension of prayer. This is a bleed over from Saturday night. And those of you that were here for Hour of Power, hallelujah, you know what I'm talking about. Somebody shout travail. You know what travail is? Travail is this. Are you ready? I mean, I've already made a fool out of myself according to the Word of God. Amen. Not a fool as the world would call fool. The Bible says call no man a fool. So I'm not even going to call myself that. Hallelujah. But I'm already doing foolish things. That by foolish things and foolish preaching, some might be added to the kingdom. I'm just telling you right now, travail is this. Oh, God. God, I need you to say this. I need you to say that. You're crying. You're crying. Tears are flowing. You're on your face. You're crying before God. Part of the word travail is travel. When you travail before God, your prayers travel to God. Hear me now. Hear me, because I need some of you to change your prayer lifestyle. Your lifestyle of prayer cannot be staring at these walls. Amen. You say, God doesn't hear my prayer when I just say them in my mind. Yes, he does. But that cannot be the way you always pray, because there are different dimensions of prayer. There are different focuses of prayer. Prayer is conversation with God. You don't talk to your husband the same way every time, and he don't talk to you the same way every time, because you've got a relationship to maintain. And if you're going to maintain a relationship with God, your prayer's got to go to different focal points. And so we travail. You cannot live your whole life in travail. Amen. It is a major part, and so many apostolics have not even reached that level. Amen. And so when they reach that level, that's a wonderful, awesome thing. But then what I talked about Saturday night was prevail. Amen. It's when you get up and you've moaned and you have groaned and you have cried before your God. And now since it has traveled to God and you know for a fact that He has heard your petition, then now it's time not to travail, it's time to prevail. And so how do you do that? That's a whole different body language. That's a whole different voice. That's a whole different vocal cord use. Amen. Prevailing is this. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing you right now for my daddy to be healed. I'm believing you for my family to be saved. I'm believing you, Lord. I'm not leaving this prayer room until I have faith, until I know, until I believe, until you move, until you touch. I'm not leaving this house. I'm not leaving this prayer room. Hey, I want to talk to you about baseball. I ain't got time to talk to you about baseball. I'm talking to God. Holy Ghost, move. Spirit of God, touch. Woo! Hallelujah! You say that not everybody prays like that. I know they don't, and that's why they don't get the results they need.
Right? That's good.
Hallelujah! Who are you to say how somebody's supposed to pray, how somebody's not supposed to pray? I am nobody, and I'm not telling you to do anything except what the Word of God tells us. And there is a travailing prayer, and there is a prevailing prayer, and that is the kind of prayer that the Bible said availeth much. Availeth much. In other words, you're finally going to get a lot out of your prayer when we get activated by the spirit of travail and prevail. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. James said it. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If there's ever been a time I need to avail much in prayer, I need it now. If there's ever been a time you need to avail in prayer, you need it now. Amen. So the effectual, fervent, are you catching on? The effectual. Amen. How many of you can tell when a person's putting affection in what they're doing? Or if they're just doing it? Hallelujah. How many of you can tell if somebody's fervent or if they're not? Fervent's like a fever. Amen. You're red hot with something going on. Amen. Hallelujah. And so why can't we get red hot with our prayer? Why can't we get red hot with our work? Some of you just still looking. I'm telling you, just go ahead. I promise you, nothing will change. But if you'll ever get a hold of what this preacher's trying to get across to you, your prayer will take wings of flight and touch the throne of God. The anointing will break the yoke. The Spirit of God will move and you will go to a higher level in the Holy Ghost. Go into another dimension of prayer. Go into another dimension of prayer. Praise God. How do I do that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to give you three simple steps. Number one, take action. I can ask you to step out and you'll step out. But why not when the Spirit of God says, I want you to step out and just start walking, praising my name. Why can't you just step out and start praising His name? Amen. No matter who's looking. No matter who. It don't matter if she's looking at you, girl. It don't matter if he's looking at you. Praise God. Hey, that might be an answer of prayer he's been praying. Hallelujah. He's already nervous about talking to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he wants somebody spiritual. He wants somebody with the Holy Ghost. He wants somebody anointed of God and blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God just spoke to you and told you to step out. I'm going to wait for pastor to say it. Hey, who's better in here? My Lord, I'm just a mailman delivering his letter. Amen. He's the one that wrote the stuff. And if you'll do it for the man that wrote the stuff, the results will be much better. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And somebody's already felt it while I've been saying that, and nobody has stepped out yet. Praise God. I'm telling you, this has got to become become personal, and this has got to become real, and this has got to become right for you. Amen. So you can get to that next dimension, and you can focus on that next rim of the ladder, and so that you can go up with God and let God do great things for you. So if you've got a voice, would you cry out to God and ask the Lord to let you be sensitive? Let you hear it. Let you feel it. Let you sense it. Amen. You got to activate it. You got to turn the switch. You got to press the knob. It cannot be me. It cannot be these songs. It cannot be these sermons. It's got to be your attitude about it. It's got to be your spirit towards it. Activate it. Activate it. And then take hold. Once you've activated and stepped out, don't look around and wonder what anybody's thinking about you. You just stay right there and do what you're doing and take hold of what God and you are up to. And then thirdly, you take back everything the devil stole. You're going to take back everything the enemy took from you. Amen. I'm telling you, I'll resign tonight if this don't work. If this don't work, I'll resign tonight and give you, you can get a greater path. But I'm telling you, I know it works. I've used it too many times. Amen. Hallelujah. You will take back everything that the enemy has stolen. But it's not going to come with you being passive. It's not going to come with you being pansy about it. It's not going to come with you sitting down, shutting up, and shutting down. Amen. But it's going to come when you activate it. It's going to come when you take hold. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see everything coming back that was taken. There's only one thing we got to accomplish as individuals. And that is the fact that we got to get out of here. All this other stuff, we got to win souls. Amen. We got to fill up a building. We got to build one more before the rapture takes place. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you, the things I saw as a young man, just barely out of my 20s. Amen. When I came to Lexington, the things that I saw just drove me crazy. I didn't know one thing about nailing a 2x4 together. I didn't know anything about anything. Amen. I was just barely learning how to preach. I think I had 9 special sermons. I'd go preach for somebody and I'd pull out number 7 or number 8. And if they needed it, I'd pull number 9. Praise God. But the Lord gave me a vision. He gave me a dream. And look what the Lord has done. Look what you have done. Look what all of us have done. And can you fathom what God wants to accomplish before the rapture takes place? If you can, would you dare to activate it? Would you dare to flip the switch? Would you dare to make noise? Would you dare to have faith? Every one of us need to let God know. We don't just go to church at Landmark. We do church. I said, we don't just go to church. We do church. When we leave, Brother Jacoby, we say, we did some church. We had some church. Ooh. My. We do praise. Do we do praise? We do prayer. Come on, somebody. Do we do prayer? We fast. Do we do fasting? These cometh not but by prayer and fasting. Amen. You want to believe God for it? Go into a little fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Be careful, because your faith is going to find you out. I know what the scripture says. Amen. Your sins will find you out. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you tonight, somebody's faith is going to find you out. You've activated the switch and you've flipped the toggle notch, and God is getting ready to do some things in your life that you could not fathom, comprehend, or understand. Hallelujah. Amen. We need God to do more to us than we need for Him to do for us. I know the mentality of this generation, and it's almost pathetic. It's Give me, take. If you don't do it, God, I won't be back next Sunday. If you do it, God, you better do it right or I won't be back next Sunday. Hallelujah. It ain't about you and it's not about me. Amen. I need God to do more to me than I need for Him to do for me. I need Him to change this man. I need Him to move on this man. I need Him to move in this sanctuary. If this is the church that He wanted us to build, then I want it to be the church that He wanted us to build. Can we make it that church? Can we make it that church? Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need that. Praise God. Praise God. This is natural. What we're doing tonight is natural to the church. This is not just one service that you got lucky and the Holy Ghost moved. Amen. Anybody that goes to church here knows that the Holy Ghost moves every service. Amen. But He moves in unique ways. And He has definitely moved in a unique way tonight. Praise God. I'm asking you. I'm asking everyone if you want to activate it. If you want to take hold of it so He can take that third step and give you everything that was stolen, make your way toward the front, reaching out toward God and making some noise, not waiting on your brother, not waiting on your sister, not waiting on your family, not waiting on your friends, but coming down, calling on the name that's greater than any name, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Somebody say it. Somebody say it. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna wait till my troubles are over. I'm gonna dance till the victory comes. I'm gonna claim my victory in Jesus' name. Woo. Through Him, the battle is
won. Oh, yeah. Come on now.
You wonder what the world you're gonna do. If you begin to shout God's praise, you'll find deliverance in this place. I'm gonna dance,
yeah.
All over this house. I'm gonna praise my Jesus to the world.
My.
I'm gonna dance beyond my praise. I'm gonna dance my troubles away. I'm gonna dance.
Glory.
All over this house.
Glory.
I'm gonna praise my Jesus to the world.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm going to dance till the victory comes.
We got the Holy Ghost right over here.
I'm going to sing my victory in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
In Him, the battle is won.
My, 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 my.
Although the walls keep 10 feet tall, I'm going to praise Him till they fall. I'm going to dance all over this house. I'm going to praise my Jesus till the walls come down. Trials. Sometimes you think you won't get through.
Come on.
The mountains are high.
Yeah.
You can't find a way.
But I got
you
adrenaline.
You wonder what the roads are gonna do.
I've got adrenaline.
If you'll begin to shout God's praise,
my Lord,
you'll find deliverance.
Oh.
In this place.
Yeah.
All over this house, I'm gonna pray my Jesus till the world is down.
Say about that? What do you think about that? I've told you what I feel about it, but I want to know how you feel about it.
My troubles are over.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna dance till the victory comes.
No, no, no.
I'm gonna claim my victory in Jesus' name. Through Him, the battle is won.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk 10 feet tall. Ooh. I'm gonna praise Him till
there it is, right there. There it is. There it is. Honey, it just came in the house. It just came in the house. Take hold. Just came in. It just swept in the house. My God. I'm not waiting.
I'm gonna dance till the victory comes.
Come on.
I'm gonna claim my victory in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Through Him, the battles are won.
Yeah. Oh, lift your hands and praise the Lord and give Him glory, give Him honor, and give Him thanks. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what it comes down to. And I just gave you the answer. Here's what it comes down to. You and Him. You and Him. And I'm telling you, you can have just as much as you want. Just as much as you want. It's all yours. It's all yours. My word. We didn't have church this morning, so let's have church one more time tonight. It's hard to leave when it's like this. It's mad, ain't it? It's just crazy. But it is absolutely awesome. It's the power. It's the authority. And it's the dominion of God. It's not trickery in the atmosphere. It's the Spirit. It's the anointing. Why don't you find a partner somewhere and believe God with them right now as they believe God for you. You may walk away with more than what you gave. Hallelujah.
More love.
Yeah.
More power.
Oh, yeah. More power. Somebody prevail. Just go right on through and prevail against it. Hallelujah.
More love.
More
love.
More power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
With all of my heart,
say you will.
I will worship you.
Say you will.
With all of my mind.
Come on, activate it.
I will worship you.
Activate it.
With all of my strength.
Turn it on. Turn it on.
You are my Lord.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Beautiful. Why don't you clap your hands to a God that is in this house? To a God that is in this house. To the presence of the Lord that's prevailing. Amen. You travail in prayer. You prevail in prayer. You fast in prayer. You devour your Bible in prayer. There is nothing that my God will not do for you. In Jesus' name. Shake some hands. We had one receive the Holy Ghost tonight. One healed in their body. Beautiful. Beautiful. Go with God. Let God go with you. Amen.